Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the seventh day of Adar Aleph, Tavshin Pei Beis. Masechta Peya, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Aleph. Goresh Shalehu Lukat Tachtov. There was a haystack that the poor didn't get to the leket, what was belonged to them, that's underneath that haystack. So the landowner, the field owner, put his haystack on a place where their poor had not yet come to get their gleanings of the harvest. Now the question is, how much belongs to the poor and how much belongs to the landowner? Says the Mishnah, Kol hanegeh ba'aretz, any stalks, any kernels that are of the haystack that are touching the ground, hari shalanim. Immediately they are considered the poor man's property, the poor man's property. Yerushalmi explains that this is a knas, it's actually a penalty for the owner of the field. He should never have put that goddess, that haystack, on top of the leket, the gleanings of the poor, uncovering it. And therefore, they made this takana, they made this penalty. Anything on the ground belongs to the poor, even though you end up giving more to the poor than perhaps what was owing to them or due to them. This is the case, even if the haystack was a different type of grain. For example, the farmer might have put wheat on top of a field that the gleanings were of barley. And you would think that anything of wheat surely belongs to the landowner. Nope, says the Mishnah. There's still a penalty. Anything touching the ground is at the bottom of this goddish, or the haystack, belongs to the poor. And will be potter from Isis, like leket. Maybe it's not leket, maybe it's not the poor man's. How can you say it's potter from Isis? That's because hefker, based in hefker. The power of a based in is that they can actually take property of someone and declare it ownerless. Once it's ownerless, then it's not chayiv in maizrus. You don't have to give any tenths from it. Ruach shepizos amorim. What happens if the wind scattered some bundles of grain and mixed it in the field with the stalks or with the grain of leket, of the gleanings, which belong to the poor? And now we don't know how much leket there was there. So how are we going to work out how much belongs to the poor and how much the landowner can keep? Says the Tanakama, Oim Dinoso, we estimate that field. Kama leket hirui lasis. How much leket would have been likely for the poor to have been to have obtained in this field? How much would have there been dropped or fallen as the landowner would harvest it? And based on that estimate, give it benosin alim. You give that ratio of the whole of all the produce now to the alim. So let's say it was 5% of it, or 3%. Let's say 3% of it would have been this field would have fallen to the poor for as gleanings, as leket. Well, you give 3% of whatever is there now, because it's all mixed. No penalties. It's not a penalty. It's using an estimate. This is the case where the wind blew the stalks. This is not where the landowner did something wrong. Raman Shimon ben Gamliel omer noisin lanim b'chdei nefila. He says, one gives the poor an estimate based on what normally falls during the harvesting, and that's normally the Gemara explains and Bava Metzia. That's usually a 1/4, on an average 1/45th, just over 2% of the harvest would fall for the poor as leket. Now, is there a machlekes between them? Yes, there is. The Gemara explains that the Tanakama is of the opinion that you estimate what this field in particular would have yielded for the poor in terms of leket, in terms of the gleanings of the harvest. And based on that, you apply what applies to this specific field. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds, no, we do not look at this particular field. We apply an average, you would be the expected droppings of the when they do the harvesting that would go to the anim, and it's that percentage that you would apply. Therefore, that happens to be 1/45th of the harvest. Mishnah base. Shibola shebekotzi. What happens if there is a stalk that's been left in the harvest, hasn't been harvested yet? It somehow slipped out of the sickle when he was harvesting the grain. But it's not alone. Rosha magiash lakama. The top of that stalk, which is still growing, reaches a stalk next to it, or not far away from it, where if you bend it, if you bend this stalk that he left, it would reach the comma, it reach the standing grain next to it. Says the Mishnah, Im niktzeres im hakoma, if that stalk could be harvested together with the stalk, the comma that's next to it, you could grab it in one hand, then harush al balabais, it belongs to the landowner. It does not belong to the poor. V'im lav, but if you can't harvest it together with the standing wheat, it's too far away, with the standing grain, harush al anim, then it belongs to the poor. Under what type of gift would we call it? What type of matnas anim? Is it called leket? Are we talking about shikha? And here we have a machlokes rishonim. The Rambam, unlike the other rishonim, learns that it would belong to the poor under the category of leket, even though it's not yet harvested. And that's because the Rambam holds that leket applies also to mechubar, even to the grain that has not yet been cut. If he's been harvesting and he left it, it slipped out of his sickle, even while he's been harvesting it, that's also called leket, and it goes to the poor. However, most Mepharshim do not learn that way. They say that the shibboleth, that this stalk, if when bent it'll reach the stalk next to it, that will be left for the anim, for the poor, under the category of shikha, forgetting, it's produce that's been forgotten. Just like shikha applies to bundles that are already cut, so shikha can apply also to comma, to standing grain, as we've mentioned before. But these Mepharshim learn that leket does not apply to something growing, and therefore the Mishnah cannot mean that it belongs to the poor under the category of leket. Rather, it's shikha. Shibboleth shel leket shenisar v'begodesh. Now, what happens if you have a stalk of leket and it got mixed up, which belongs to the poor, but it got mixed up in a haystack? Now it's like finding a leket in a haystack. And the shibboleth of leket, grain, that stalk, is exempt from Isris. Normally, when the poor pick up their dues, it's exempt, right? We have a special pasuk to learn that it's exempt, but it is exempt. But now it's got mixed up in all the haystack of the landowner. What do you do? Says the Mishnah, Ma'aser shibboleth achas v'nosen lo. The landowner has to take a ma'aser, take a tenth of one stalk, and give the oni, the poor man, the tithed stalk, the shibboleth, after it's had ma'aser. And why is that? And that's because if the poor man would have got his stalk before it got mixed up in the haystack, he wouldn't have had to separate any ma'aser from it because it's exempt from ma'aser. So he shouldn't lose out. The poor man shouldn't lose out by giving him now a untithed stalk, which he would then have to go and take a bit of ma'aser and or ma'aser, whatever he'd have to take from it, and then he'd lose out. So therefore, the landowner has to do that for him. Now, how does he do the ma'aser? Yerushalmi explains what he does is he takes two stalks from the haystack, and he says, holding one of them, if this is the leket, if this is the one that were mixed in the haystack, then it belongs to the poor. Nothing further need done. If it's not leket, then it's chayv in ma'aseris, and it's obligated to take ma'aser from it. I hereby declare that the ma'aseris for this stalk are in the second stalk, which he's got next to him, which he's holding as well. Then he goes and picks up the second stalk, and then he says exactly the same thing. He says, if this is the leket that got mixed up in the haystack, then it belongs to the poor anyway. That's fine. Nothing need to further be done. If, however, it's not, and then it's chayv in ma'aseris, then all the ma'aseris of this stalk are contained in the other stalk. And then he takes one of those stalks, gives it to the oni, gives it to the poor man, or any poor man, and the other stalk he takes, and it'll be ma'aser, lavidin of ma'aser. There is much a discussion about this. We've just mentioned it in brief. Omer Rabbi Elazar says, how can you do that? How can an oni, a poor man, start exchanging and swapping something that didn't even come to him yet? That stalk of leket, which got mixed up in the haystack, never came to the hands of the oni. Was never in the hands of the oni. It got mixed up in the haystack before any poor man got his hands on it. So how could the landowner now go and swap it for another shibboleth? You can't swap something that didn't exist. It wasn't even in the hands of the oni. The Yerushalmi explains that Rabbi Eliezer effectively was asking the Chachamim as follows. You, the Chacham, hold, that a rich man cannot be zocher for a poor man, the matnas anim. He can't pick up some of the gifts for the poor and say, I'm holding it for Beryl, who happens to be a very poor man. Why? Because he's rich. The landowner is an osher. And you would have to apply two migoys. You'd have to say that because he could make himself poor, therefore he can pick it up as an oni. And because he could pick it up for himself as an oni, therefore he can pick it up for his friend. Now, we learned before, the Chacham hold, you can't do that. So Rabbi Eliezer is now asking and saying, you can't do that. An osher can't be zoicha for a poor person, and therefore the landowner cannot be zoicha for the poor person, a shibolus, a stalk of leket that got mixed up in his goddish. And if he can't be zoicha for him, how can he swap it already? It's not in his rishus. Elabat, says Rabbi Eliezer, what you should do is mezakeh oni b'chalak goddish. The owner of the field gives the oni, gives the poor man the whole goddish, the whole haystack, in which the stalk of leket is, as a matana, amanos lachzer, as a gift with the condition to return it. Now, the halacha is that giving a gift with the condition, on condition that you return it, is still called a gift. We do it by lulav, seed, palav, and esrog. So you can do a matanos lachzer, it's still called a matana. But the point is that now that he's given the whole haystack as a matana, now the poor man has in his possession the haystack, including that stalk that does belong to him. So now, now, says Rabbi Eliezer, you can do the process that we mentioned before. Take two stalks, and he can make that, he say that if this one is Meiser, if this one is the leket, fine. If not, the Meiser is in the other stalk. Then you can do that business of that taking Meiser al Tanai on condition. But until you do that, until you give the Oni, the whole goddish, the whole haystack, it won't work. What do the Chacham hold? Now, the Chachamim hold in such a case that even though normally, yes, it's true, a rich man cannot be zocher for an oni in any of the matnas anim, but in this case, the Chachamim hold that they gave a special allowance for the person, for the landowner, to be zocher for the poor, because it was for the benefit of the oni. And that's why, and therefore, once it's the oni, he's able to swap it for another one. Halacha is indeed that, like the Chachamim, that you can do this arrangement of swapping it because we say they made a special takana here for the poor.